This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the team at 980. Max just told you in his update before we hit the break, Lions center Frank Ragnow announcing his retirement at 29 years of age. That's a big-time loss for Detroit ahead of the 2025 season. Let's head to the phones now. Welcome on Sam Monson, 33rd team. Sam, first and foremost, man, appreciate you making some time for us. Always great to catch up. Your reaction to Frank Ragnow announcing his retirement on social media today?
Yeah, huge loss for the Lions. Ragnow, when he's healthy, and that is a significant caveat for him throughout his NFL career, but when he's healthy, he's one of the best centers in football, and the Lions have had, you know, a top two, top three offensive line in the league for the last few years. It's been a huge building block for that offense and for how good they've been. So potentially a huge loss for that offensive line.
Are they at a point now? I mean, we just had the post-June 1 moves, and there were a couple offensive linemen that are now on the open market. Are they at a good position where at least they can find a way to backfill that?
Yeah, I think they'll certainly be in the market or potentially looking around for some of those veteran names. I also think it probably informed their draft. I doubt Ragnow only informed them of this a couple of weeks ago, and this is a massive shock to them. I'm sure that this was at least on the horizon for them or something they were bearing in mind. The rookie, Tate Ratledge, who is a guard by name, he's been getting some first-team reps at center, you know, is potentially a solution in-house, a guy they drafted this year. Everyone assumed he was cover for guard and competition maybe for Christian Mahogany at right guard or a succession plan for Graham Glasgow at left guard, each of which may still be true, but he might now also be pressed into service as the starting center or at least an option there.
So I want to talk a little bit about the team here that we cover, the Commanders. It's been a good offseason for the Commanders, great according to some. When you look at the moves Washington has made this offseason, how do you look at it?
Yeah, I think it's been a good offseason. I think for Washington, you look at it and you say, if there's a criticism of the offseason moves, it's that they didn't necessarily address sort of key areas of weakness on the roster. And I think it's more an indication of where this roster was coming out of last season. And I think, you know, Washington is in a great situation and moving in the right direction. And the arrow is pointed up and everything is good. In large part because, you know, the biggest things they did like a year ago all hit. You know, Jaden Daniels looks like a future MVP. The coaching ticket looks great. Like, all these things they did a year ago worked. And so the trajectory of this team can only be pointed up. But I think because of how far they went last season with the playoff run, it leads you to think that this team may be better on paper than it was. And it still had some fairly significant weaknesses. So they had a lot of work to do this offseason. I think they've done some. Laremy Tunsil is potentially a massive upgrade at left tackle for them. You know, bringing in Deebo Samuel is potentially a huge move as well, but it still didn't tick all the boxes. And I think that's the potential sort of criticism or area of that was lacking this offseason. There's still a couple of areas where you look at going into the year and saying, man, that could still be a problem for them.
Is defensive line that biggest spot there?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, edge rusher, I think, is a major issue. Defensive tackle, maybe better. I think a lot's going to rest on what we see in year two of Johnny Newton. Disappointed as a rookie, but he was dealing with injury. He got injured, you know, before the season. I think Mike Tomlin talks about this. Sometimes it's difficult for those young guys to jump on a moving train. And if they miss the key time in training camp or preseason and early in the year, you may basically be writing off their rookie season. They're going to play, they're going to see the field, but you may never see the player that you might have gotten if you hadn't gotten hurt at the kind of critical adjustment period.
Are there any names out there, Sam, at the edge spot, veteran guys that you feel like would come in and immediately make Washington better at that position?
It's tough because, you know, the guys that are available now are obviously available for a reason. There's some, I think, that can potentially move the needle or make waves, particularly because this roster, you know, has the holes that need it. You know, a guy like Za'Darius Smith has been able to come in for multiple years now and made an impact on defensive lines. I think he's a guy that could absolutely make an impact. But yeah, it's not a vintage group of edge rushers that are definitely available to come in and dominate it. You know, a guy like Matthew Judon was traded for a couple of years ago and didn't have the kind of impact that maybe the team was expecting him to. So yeah, I mean, I think there's veteran players that can come in and absolutely upgrade, but not necessarily be solutions.
Sam Monson, my guest here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day, sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. Sam, if you are the Pittsburgh Steelers, would you rather have Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins?
I think you would rather have Aaron Rodgers. For Cousins, I think is a rough fit for that particular environment. And by that, I mean actual weather environment. You know, the stadium, the outdoors, the cold, the elements. Kirk Cousins, based on last year, and maybe this will be different, you know, a year recovered from that Achilles, even though he's younger than Aaron Rodgers, he's effectively a year behind him in terms of physical recovery, you know, at an advanced age from a significant injury. We sort of saw Rodgers, I think, already much further ahead in terms of recovery based off how he was physically last year. Kirk Cousins looks like he's just come back from an Achilles injury. If that's going to be who he is from now on, you don't want him if you're outdoors. I think he needs to be in a dome. We saw last season there were throws he couldn't make. That offense needed to change to effectively take away some of the acts that he couldn't do anymore. Whatever we thought about Aaron Rodgers last season, playing outdoors, there weren't throws that were off the table. He could still make every throw he needed to. Maybe the throws that were limited were when he had to move and run around physically, you know, throwing on the move or just being athletic on the move wasn't as where it used to be. But in terms of just sitting there in the pocket, he could still hit every area of the field, and Cousins couldn't. So I don't like Kirk Cousins for Pittsburgh for that reason, that if that hasn't changed, if that hasn't improved, you're going to get a lot of rough weather games in that division. And, you know, that's not where Kirk Cousins looks like he's going to do well right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you think that they actually want Aaron Rodgers, the person?
I don't know if they want Aaron Rodgers, the person. I think they want Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, or at least the theoretical potential of what Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, brings. And they've kind of backed themselves into a corner of almost needing it at this point. Otherwise, they're running into the season starting, you know, Mason Rudolph.
Changing up here, if Philadelphia is the best team, they're the defending champs, the consensus best team coming into this, who do you think is second best in the NFL?
I think you're going to be looking either at the Detroit Lions still. I know they lost a game earlier than they would have been expecting to lose, certainly last year, but this is still one of the best rosters in the NFL. The concern you would have about them is the same thing that happened to the Eagles a couple of years ago. They lost both coordinators in one offseason, and we saw the impact that had on Philadelphia. I think the Lions will be worrying, quietly, or at least hoping that that doesn't have the same impact to them. But they would be one of the teams. I think Buffalo in the AFC is really well positioned. Buffalo and Baltimore. Kansas City had a good offseason. I don't think they're going to be going anywhere, even though they got blown out of the Super Bowl. I think those are the three AFC teams, you know, most years that are looking like they're going to go back to that. I don't think that any of those three are going to be going anywhere this year.
Have we seen the limit for Jared Goff, or do you still think that he can get better even in the absence of Ben Johnson?
Yeah, I think we've probably seen his ceiling. The thing is, his ceiling has been a bit inconsistent. You know, this is his limit, but that doesn't mean he can't, you know, just put together the kind of high end of his range of outcomes and for an entire season end up playing like an all-pro. I mean, I think he's already shown that he's capable of that kind of level of play. It's just that there's usually, you know, a 3 or 4 game stretch somewhere in there that drags him down a little bit. If he's able to avoid that, and I think it's a weird thing with NFL quarterbacks that they can sometimes put together these seasons where they just weed out the bad stretch that normally comes with it. If he's able to avoid that, I think he's able to play at the kind of level that puts him in, you know, to the elite category. I think there's clearly a step between him and guys like, you know, Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes, or honestly, even what we saw from Jaden Daniels at times last season. But he's definitely capable of that level of play over a 17-game schedule.
Sam Monson with us here, the 33rd team here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on a Monday. Only a couple more for you here, Sam. When I look at Kansas City, they are old. I mean, Mahomes is not, but a lot of his help is mainly Travis Kelce. How many more years do you think Kelce has in the NFL?
I think we're dealing with it on a kind of year-by-year basis at this point. Last season was the first year where it looked like there wasn't more in the tank. The year before, he'd had a kind of weird season where it started slowly, but by the playoffs, he was clicked back into gear and he looked like vintage Kelce again. Last year was the first year where it looked like that didn't exist anymore. And I don't know that he has that in him anymore. If he has another season this year where that looks like it's the case, I would imagine he walks away at the end of this year, almost regardless, you know, unless he's the type of guy that wants to wring sort of every last ounce out of his career and, you know, play until the league says they're done with him. I would suspect this becomes his last season.
I mean, if he's going to marry Taylor Swift, I would go be the trophy husband, Sam. If I'm going to go marry a billionaire, you will not see me working another day in my life.
No, I mean, look, he's made his money. He's got in a great situation personally. He's going to have business opportunities as well. His podcast is massive. You know, all those things are huge. And yeah, I'm probably with you, but you know, you hear it from players all the time. You're never going to replicate the locker room. You're never going to replicate the camaraderie, the, you know, the unique things that come with being a professional football player. And I think it's entirely understandable the guys that want to cling on to that until the league says, you know, no more. We're not going to give you any more opportunities, even if it involves, you know, playing as this sort of diminished shadow of what you used to be. You're clinging on to the lifestyle, to the thing that you're never going to replicate for the next, you know, decades of your lifetime. Again, I think I'm with you, but that's why we're not professional athletes, or at least one of the reasons.
Sam, greatly appreciate it, my friend. Hope you're doing well. We'll do it again soon.
Anytime, guys. Take it easy.
That is Sam Monson here on the Kevin Sheehan Show from the 33rd team, joining us. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. Max, it would not be if my wife was a billionaire, you would not see me here ever.
So my buddy proposed to me over the weekend.
If hey, you, congrats!
Thanks, Denton. Appreciate it.
That was a layup. I'm sorry.
It was. It was the cleanest. I teed you up for it, man. But he was like, if you won $200,000, would you quit your job? I was like, nah, I like working here too much. No. And then he's like, $500,000. No. $1 million? I'm starting to consider it.
I mean, so this is going to be the craziest thing that I think I've ever said. $200,000 is not enough to quit.
It's not.
The older I've gotten, are you kidding me?
The more I've realized.
Yeah, $200,000 would be nice. I'd feel really good about $200,000.
I feel incredible.
But like, you're not quitting your job for $200,000. Even $1 million, you're like, I mean, I'll quit my job for a little bit, but I'd eventually have to come back and work, unless you were just like a money making savant in terms of like where you place it and having that money grow for you. If you just win $1 million, you still gotta, like, I'll be here Monday.
Yeah, no, I'm putting in an account that I'm not touching for a few years. I'm letting it grow off interest, and then I'll consider it.
Now, if you gave me like a, you know, what, a Terry McLaurin contract for a year, you would not see me.
Correct.
$30 million, that'd be plenty. I'll be good. I'll be chilling somewhere where it's nice, where there's water, probably like Utah, where there's mountains and stuff. I'll be I'll be hanging out there. My guy in the chat says, how about $200,000 a year? Well, that's the goal. In this profession.
Yeah, that's right.
That is the goal. That's going to do it for us here. Kevin's going to be back on Wednesday. Linnell will be in for tomorrow. So looking forward to that. Chris Russell coming up next year on the Kevin Sheehan Show. I have been Denton Day. Hit me up on Twitter at the Denton Day. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. The Rooster coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.